it's that time again, and the doctor is in. I am so very in. You don't know this because you're listening almost live to the podcast. But for me, this is the third time that I've started this podcast. Actually finished it once, and pod producer didn't record it. I actually recorded it, but I didn't save it. Then I started again, and the phone rang, and had a little problem there. And so now I'm starting again. So third time is the charm. There you go. Well, it's been an interesting day so far doing the podcast, and we're going to give it one more good college try. There you go. Well, let me tell you a little bit about what's happening this week. We're going to be talking about Geek Software of the Week. You know, last week we talked about our Geek Software of the Week, which was TrueCrypt, a really neat technology, open source, completely free, the ability to create a hidden partition on your hard drive, totally hidden and secure and thoroughly encrypted. And no sooner had we talked about that last weekend than this Friday after that, there was an episode of Numbers, which is a very cool show that I enjoy watching because you've got a geek that helps solve crimes. And hey, you know, what's better than that? You got a geek using his vast mental abilities in the area of math, which, hey, that's an ability that I don't really share with him. But it does get into some really geeky, cool, computery type things. And last night's episode hinged on a really cool technology. Actually, several cool technologies. One was steganography, which is where they hide an image within an image or a message or other data within an image. You know, electronically hiding it within the bits. And then beyond that, he found out that on this particular computer hard drive, there was a hidden partition that had been encrypted, which is exactly what TrueCrypt does. So I thought that was really cool. We were right there on the cutting edge of technology, the cutting edge of society. There we are. And so there you go. TrueCrypt came right into play because that's exactly the kind of technology that the guy used. And, you know, they even said, you know, that anybody could download it off the internet and use it. Exactly. It's open source. There you go. I mean, it's pretty cool. I was actually impressed that the writers of the show knew about such technology and incorporated it into the theme, if you will, or the story of a show. Pretty neat. So, this week's Geek Software of the Week is kind of a follow-up to this whole discussion, which is a product called TVTAD. Once again, free. You can download it. And TVTAD gives you the ability to go out, search for a TV program like Numbers. Now, remember, Numbers is, you and I would just say Numbers and wouldn't realize that the E in Numbers is actually a number 3. So if you go to search for it in TVTAD, you'll have to misspell it correctly, just like they do, and put it in, you know, NUMB3, the number, RS, Numbers. You put it in that way, you search for it, you'll find the show. You can then subscribe to it through TVTAD, and every week that show will be downloaded to you via BitTorrent. Very, very cool. So that's our Geek Software of the Week this week. Now, a couple of caveats, as I mentioned in my write-up. You only need to use it to download TV programs you legally have rights to. Now, Numbers is a network show. The network broadcasts on free TV openly. So there you go. Now, you're not stuck Friday nights at 10 o'clock sitting in front of your glass tube in your living room twiddling your thumbs waiting for Numbers to start. No, you can have it come down to your computer in the background magically. And you'll be able to watch it right there on your computer anytime you want to. Just time shift it. No more feeding videotapes into VCRs. Of course, I know you don't do that anymore anyway. That's so 20th century. No, we're in the 21st century. You'd be using a DVR and you'd be recording it digitally. Well, this is just another means to record it digitally. It's just you're doing it on your computer, and you're doing it through BitTorrent, and you're very cool. Well, you're doing it because you're joining the new revolution of IPTV, getting your entertainment content through your computer across the internet using the internet protocol. Man, how cool is that? There you go. So, TV Tad, that is the Geek Software of the Week. Now you may say, Geek Software of the Week? What is this? Well, Geek Software of the Week is something that I do quasi-weekly. You know, I don't always get one every week. Sometimes I even have two in 1 week, so it'd be Geek Software of the few days. But anyway, I digress. How do you find out about what the Geek Software of the Week is? Well, you look at my blog, drbillthecomputercurmudgeon.com, and then you look down the right-hand side, the kind of light gray area there, and you'll find several interesting things. You'll find that we have a site search engine. You can search for anything on the site right there. You can find out exactly how to subscribe to Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon, the podcast, which, by the way, this is podcast number 11, and this is for November 19th, 2005. So there you go. Now you know what podcast this is. And I'm trying to remember to do that because it's just good form. Form follows function. It's good form to do that, and so I'm trying to do that. Anyway, so as you go down that that little right-hand side column, you'll find out you can subscribe to us through iTunes and Odeo and PodNova and iPodder X and iPodder Lemon and on and on. And you can make donations. Yes, indeed. We appreciate that. Make donations to the podcast. You also find we have pages there on drbillthecomputercurmudgeon.com. One is our streaming audio, so you don't even have to necessarily subscribe and download the podcast. If you don't want to, you can listen to it via streaming audio. Whoa. You know, anytime you want, click on it, and it will play for you magically. Isn't that amazing? That's pretty cool. Also, we have a little thing on Who is Dr. Bill. You can click on that and find out who in the world this weirdo is. So that's available. Also, you can see our archives since I started the blog. And the thing that I really wanted to get to that I wanted you to see is the categories. Categories include Christian Worldview, Computer Science and Technology, Geek Software of the Week, which is, of course, what we're talking about right now, and Natural Health. These are the four categories.